Scottish Orpheus. Such was the nickname of James Oswald as he built up his reputation in London. Oswald was born in 1711 in Crail, Scotland, and he started his career as a dancing master. It was as a composer, though, that he was to make his mark. The mid-18th century saw Scottish composers taking lowland Scottish tunes, adding simple accompaniment and creating what has been described as the Scots drawing room style. For 5 years, Oswald worked in Edinburgh, singing, teaching and arranging Scots songs. Then in 1741, he moved to London, just at a time when Scottish music was becoming very fashionable there. Oswald set up shop near St. Martin's Churchyard, which soon became a meeting place for expatriate Scots. He made his living working as an arranger and music teacher. He offered special packages to make one proficient in playing Scots songs on any instrument in just 12 lessons. He came to the notice of royalty and ended up appointed chamber composer to George III. Airs for the Seasons is one of his most outstanding achievements. This is a collection of 96 compositions, each named after a different flower from a different season. From his airs for winter, here is the flower called the golden rod. In this, there is a pastoral followed by a musette. Though you'll hear a very gallant style, there's something unmistakably Scottish about these two pieces, and that's the use of the Scotch snap, a rhythmic feature, which goes short-long. It is played here by the Broadside Band with Jeremy Barlow. James Oswald, Airs for Winter, the Pastoral and the Musette. They were played by the Broadside Band of John 3.